This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I know that you have a fair amount of you have emotions about politics. You have thoughts, of course, first. Those stir emotions. I know you have some anxiety about the state of politics in the United States. Having a new guy at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, has that, have you sleep any better at night?
Yes. He's, you know, he got us into calm waters. That was always the idea.
Yeah.
He's doing a very good job. It's a tough one. I couldn't imagine. I could imagine how difficult it is. I have decisions in my own personal life that I imagine that what he goes through is 100 times that.
Yeah.
And so, no, he's doing the best he can, and we got to get through a bad period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, yeah.
Robert De Niro, folks, one of the biggest morons in Hollywood. Oh, you know, politics, you're very emotional about your politics. You have any thoughts? You have any anxiety? You know, we've got the new guy. You sleep any better? Yes. Yay. You sleep better? Yeah. How do you sleep better? You sleep better because of the inflation that's being inflicted on a bunch of poor people? You sleep better because of the threat of war with Russia? The threat of currency devaluation with China? Supply chain issues? Kids not having baby formula? Overrun border, etc.? And you sleep better? You're just happy that the new guy's gone, huh? That's Holly Weirdo for you, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, breaking it down for you. Because, see, people like De Niro, they can't admit when they're wrong. What did this guy, did he give you anything that would lead you to believe that he's happy? You know what he goes on to say? He's got us into calm waters. What calm waters? What's calm? Somebody explain it to me from his point of view. What could possibly be calm? The only thing he's happy about is Trump is gone. That's what makes it calm. Oh, I know. It was that evacuation from Afghanistan. That was calm, right? It's the fact that we now have 100% proof that Hunter Biden's laptop is Hunter Biden's laptop. And this sex craze porn fiend and was giving money to his daddy, but we got calm. We've got, what did I say the other day on the program? Civility has been brought to the White House. It reminds me of what Fox said when they fired me. Kevin, your tweet was reprehensible, but we don't care if Jesse Waters screws a producer. We don't care about that. We don't care if Charles Payne has sex with some chick he had on the show. We don't care if Ed Henry hangs out with strippers and other pole dancers and prostitutes. We don't care about that, but we care about you calling the Kavanaugh accusers skanks. You know what they told me? Because we have Democrat women that work at Fox. Well, the shoe fits, skank, wear it. I didn't call all women skanks. I call the Kavanaugh accusers skanks. If you are offended by that, then you are a skank. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Robert De Niro. I keep asking, where are these leftists? Why aren't you out there touting? Where was Robert De Niro to tout Joe Biden's amazing record? Oh, he's got us into calm waters. He's done a good job, and I love when he says this. I can't imagine how difficult it would be. Yeah, well, you know what? You could imagine it under Trump because you did everything you could to make his life difficult. I can't imagine. You know, I wonder if Robert De Niro thought, I can't imagine how difficult I'm making Trump's life as he saves Carrier, as he reduces the amount of nonsense that goes into regulations for companies, for corporations. As he gives Israel its, whatever, moving the head of the thing to Jerusalem. You know the thing. As he brings peace into the Korean Peninsula, negotiates peace in Israel, brings the Saudis and the Israelis together. But, you know, I can't imagine how difficult it is to get 13 Marines killed in an evacuation that Trump already said he was going to do. Can't imagine how difficult that would be. I can't imagine how difficult it would be to shut down an economy to where 25% of companies failed and will never come back. Can't imagine how difficult it will be to increase the national debt by trillions of dollars in your first 2 years in office, or to have a the biggest deficit in the history of this country. Can't imagine how that would be. I can't imagine how it would be to have a nuclear Iran and no policy that's going to stop it. I can't imagine how it would be to have a DOJ that actually did its job and arrested people like Hillary Clinton and Michael Sussman and the people that are cheating across this country. Yeah, but De Niro can imagine the difficulties that Joe Biden has, particularly because Joe Biden's a demented fool. He can imagine it. He says, it's got to be 100 times more difficult than my stupid decisions. Hey, Robert, in case you didn't know, your stupid decision was to attack Trump and to give Joe Biden a pass. Because you know what he said at the very end of it? Did you catch it? He's doing the best he can. Yeah, he's doing the best we can. And we got to get through a bad period. Whose bad period is it, De Niro? You don't have the balls to say publicly, I screwed up. That's all that was. That's all you heard. De Niro can't confess that he put all his efforts, his anti-Trump efforts, went into electing a buffoon that he now owns. If Joe Biden started a nuclear war, was caught screwing the pooch at his house, De Niro would stick by him. Because that's what leftists do. Yeah, how about those calm waters? This is so typical of leftism that I find it's fun to watch. How many? I hadn't seen anything from De Niro. I guess he's probably got a movie out or something. Oh, no, Ray Liotta died. So that was why he was back in the news. So he gets back in the news and he's got to explain himself. But he's already rehearsed it. It's an act. I can't let people know that, you know, that how bad I screwed up. Where are the other Hollywood people? I don't even know who they are. Go get the list of Hollywood people who hate Trump. Go get the list of Hollywood people who love Biden. Hey, Rock, where are you? How about Cena, John Cena? Where are you guys? You were calling for us to vote for Joe Biden. I know The Rock was. Maybe Cena wasn't. Where are they? You going to protect the old clown? Something tells me we're only going to hear crickets.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Rationing fuel. That's what some people are predicting. We will be rationing fuel. It's going to be not the 1970s all over again. Jimmy Carter on steroids. Rationing fuel. What's fuel cost in your area? Is it going up or is it going down? Hey, I got a question for you. Next week, do you think you're going to be paying more for groceries or less for groceries? You think you're going to be paying more for your fuel or less for your fuel in the summer? You think people are going to be paying more to live somewhere or less? What do you think is going to happen in this new economy, or this rationing economy where Joe Biden calls it, what, the great inflation, the great conflict, the great sun? They always put great in front of something. No matter how crappy it is, it's great crap. Come get your great crap. As Pelosi likes to say, embrace the suck. Well, good for you that you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, where there's always a ray of sunshine on being a conservative. See, leftists can't point to that. They can't say, well, even after everything I tell you, it's going to be good. This is not a James Comey let Hillary Clinton off the hook discussion for leftists, because they got to go live it. They have to live it. They are the ones living in these cities getting shot at. Or living with their contradictions. You don't have to live that way. You know exactly who you are. You know exactly why you fight. I don't fight crime. I don't live in a high crime area. Why do you think I spend so much time talking about crime? I'm not in a high crime area. There's no dog in the fight for me. Unless I go visit one of these urban hell holes, but I'm rarely there. But you know who I do care about? The average person out there trying to make a living. And do you think Democrats care? You think a Democrat's ever really looked at the statistics of black-on-black crime and said, you know what? This is an atrocity. These are our cities. How are we letting these people go? It's like I was at a pro-life event the other day, and I said, the only thing you can call anybody who is pro-abortion is anti-black and racist. That's what you should call them. I'm not talking about a woman's right to choose. I will never interfere with a woman's right to do what she wants with her body. But I don't think most conservative women consider aborting a child as something frivolous. I think it is very introspective when they think about it. It could be a child, they say, you know, this child's going to be born brain dead. It's going to be born however it's born. And somebody may make the decision, we can't even afford, we're barely going to afford a healthy child. We cannot afford this. There's no way we can afford it. I would never tell somebody, you can't make that decision for yourself. Not mine to make. And I'm not going to be sanctimonious and be so, so dogmatic. That's the word I was looking for. That I go, oh, look at you over there killing babies. I'm not that guy. But you know who I am against? The people who look at it as birth control. The people who say, I'll just go have, unprotected sex, let the chips fall where they may. So what, there's a day after or 2 day after pill that I could take and never know or whatever. I'm going to wait. And then when I know I'm pregnant, I'm going to go ahead and kill the baby willy-nilly. It's birth control for them. How sick is that? Anyway, I'm off tangent here. Rationing fuel is what I was talking about. We're headed that way. We're headed for other things to be rationed, but let me tell you, it's not me talking about rationing of food back in the 70s. And it's a guy named John Katsimatis. He's a New York billionaire. He's a fuel refiner. He's a guy that takes the raw materials, synthesizes it into fuel. And he's saying that I can tell you right now, we're headed for rationing. And along with the rationing of fuel, I'm going to make a prediction. We will be rationing food as well. Let's go, Brandon. Let me welcome you guys again to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. What do you think? Do you agree with me? You think we're going to be rationing food? He says diesel fuel is going to be in short supply. This is a guy who's a refiner. So what does that mean when diesel fuel is in short supply? It means the cost of your goods and services go up, which means you're going to have lots more, not only supply chain issues, but inflation issues. And speaking of which, do you want to know what the real inflation rate is? The people in power tell us that the inflation rate is 8.3%. Painful. I've been telling you guys, if you believe that lie, I can sell you anything. Let me tell you what the government does. It changes the rules on how it calculates so it doesn't have to deliver the bad news. If you calculate inflation by the method that was used up until the 1980s, but they stopped, the real inflation number based on those numbers, that calculation, is 17%. It's more than double. So if right now they're reporting it's 8.3%, give the leftists another decade, and that 8.3% will be there is no inflation. They'll figure out a way to make it look like what's happening for real isn't happening. See, 17% is a lot closer to reality. It's a lot closer to what you feel. And let me give you an example. Go look 2 years ago and ask yourself, what was the price of anything? Eggs, bread, milk, you name it. Look at it today. And if it's only gone up 8% as an average, take as many items as you want. If it's only gone up 8%, I'll buy your next meal. But if it has gone up more than 10%, let's give ourselves a range. So there's a neutral range where neither of us wins. But if it's gone up 10% or more, then I win. And you buy me a steak. Would you take that bet? Now, if I know my audience, most of you are going, Kevin, you ain't setting me up, brother. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to get some free meals. Yeah, and I know you would say it like that because you're very ethnic out there. The real inflation, 17%. And the harm that they're doing to your 401k, these numbers are staggering. According to the LIMRA Retirement Institute, for every percentage point inflation increases, the average retiree loses $34,000 in purchasing power. So at 17% inflation, whatever money you've got saved, it equates to losing $578,000. That would ruin most of the people you know who live on fixed incomes. There are people that have $500,000 in the bank, and they're sitting on it thinking, woo, life is good. Let me tell you, the only way life is good if you got $500,000 in the bank and you're retired is if your house and everything you own is paid off, and the only thing you're going to do is live on what it costs for food, and maybe with a little bit of splurging here and there. And you might last another 10 to 12 years or 15 years if you're lucky. Not at the rate that inflation is continuing to go. So Joe Biden and these guys, when they tell you, here's the unemployment rate, here's the consumer products index rate, here's the consumer confidence rate, all of it has been adjusted to make them look better so that you will not get upset. Because the reality is, as you live it, you get it. You understand it. But this is what Joe Biden and team do to keep the truth from you. And they tell you, we want to set up the Department of Misinformation because they want to control the misinformation you get.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The January 6th House Committee kicks off a series of public hearings tonight as it investigates last year's attack on the Capitol. Republicans argue the Majority Democrat Committee isn't legitimate because House Speaker Nancy Pelosi was in charge of appointing all the members. As far as reaction and public sentiment regarding the hearing, these New Yorkers telling NBC News,
never heard about it, to be honest.
Is it knocked you down tonight?
Actually, it is. The New York Rangers will face the Tampa Bay Lightning in Game 5 of the NHL Eastern Conference Finals. The U.S. Commerce Secretary is offering a grim outlook on rising gas prices. Gina Raimondo saying there isn't much more the Biden administration can do to ease the ongoing spike. President Biden is welcoming business leaders from around the Western Hemisphere at the Summit of Americas in Los Angeles. USA Radio News. Economists are preparing for the latest numbers to come out regarding inflation.
Get ready for new inflation numbers. The release of the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, has become one of the key alarm bells to our economic calendar, providing evidence showing how severe the inflation problem is and how far the Federal Reserve might have to go to stop it. This month's number, due out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time Friday morning, and is expected to show inflation in May continues to grow. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The armed man arrested near the home of Supreme Court Justice Brett Kavanaugh is telling investigators he planned an attack as a way to give his life a purpose. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz says the man was radicalized by the Democratic Party.
That is a lunatic following through on the deranged rhetoric from elected Democrats.
Cruz speaking there on Fox News. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
That Hunter Biden, he's a character, isn't he? Oh, my goodness. We will spend a little time on him. It turns out, first of all, have you ever seen somebody with the, and we'll get into it in a little bit, but these deleted files, but this guy has a sexual appetite. I'm talking debaucherously sexual appetite of, I don't know anybody. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, of a porn star. That's the only thing that comes to mind. He should have just been a porn star. Hunter's hooker scored $20,000 plus in PPP loans as Joe Biden entered the White House. Now, look, I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know whether this was legit, illegitimate, or whatever. But I will say this. It doesn't look good. The optics of this are pretty ugly. Hunter Biden hangs out with a prostitute who gets a check for over $20,000 tax dollars. I mean, I don't know how that business works, but I don't think you have any employees unless she's a pimp. And if I learned that somebody that's a pimp, that's a friend of Hunter's, filed for PPP and got it, I'm going to lose it. I'm going to tell you right now, I will lose it. Goodness gracious, here's a story. A Las Vegas prostitute featured throughout Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop scored a $20,207 Paycheck Protection Program loan for having a female-owned sole proprietorship. I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't believe this hooker had the ability to go, you know what, I'm going to try this. She was coached. And this was right after Joe Biden moved into the White House. The woman's name is Cheryl DeBoves. She listed herself in the field of independent artists, writers, and performers. Texts between the two revealed she was trying to help Hunter juggle his excessive, I'm going to say this word, warning, whoremongering. Excessive, that's the way they describe it. And here's some of the dialogue. Honestly, babe, the problem is you have too many girls there. This is what she texted in August of 2018. I understand you like a lot of girls, but that's fine. Do one at a time at the tops to which is fine, but hire the second girl for like an hour. So Hunter, apparently, his appetite, and I'm using a code word here, was for more than one girl, and he didn't want them sequentially. He wanted them concurrently. Stay around. Don't leave after I'm done with one. Stick around. Who knows what else I want to do? More text messages suggested the younger Biden and DeBoves who in 2017 pled no contest to a prostitution charge, include references to orgies and drug deals gone wrong. I'm going to stop here and just tell you this, folks. You're going to say, Kevin, you tell me what I already know. If this were a Trump, this story would be so big and so explosive, there would be no way Donald Trump could stay in the office. Just on the allegations of his kid. Because this begs a question. I know Hunter's a grown man, but your father is a sitting senator, and you're committing crimes, and people know it, and nothing is happening to him. Do you think? Name me a Republican who could get away with this, please. I'll wait. Do, 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 do. Okay, you know what I'm saying? You know the thing! Hunter Biden's reply to the message implied that he was committed to orgies over one-on-one assignations, the person writes. Yes, I do want you to come over, but with the confidence that's with me, it's not an either-or for who stays and who goes. The next week, Hunter Biden tasked her with buying crack supplies for him. He's talking somebody into committing a crime for him. It's called paraphernalia. I don't know because I do drugs. I just know because I know. I watch cop shows. Hey, babe, don't you need a pipe and a chore, she wrote. I think it was a mistake. I think chore was something else. I don't know, though. You never know. It could be code. It could be junkie code. When DeBose didn't return, Biden texted her, WTF, babe, where are you? Her reply was disturbing, they write. Baby, I'm so sorry. Listen, I'm not trying to take advantage of you, but I spent all of the money that you got me on black, she texted. I went to Walmart to get needles, babe. Man, what a life. I told you guys, the Biden family is Jerry Springer material if there is any. If Joe Biden weren't a sitting senator, you can be guaranteed we'd hear all about these crazy folks marrying their dead brothers' wives and having babies out of wedlock and prostitution and orgies and all kinds of stuff. This is insanity. Oh, but remember, the Bidens brought civility to the White House. In one text exchange, DeBove asked Hunter to swoop in and save her from a ruffian. Eric keeps threatening me, and now he has someone named Keaton threatening me too, who just got out of prison or whatever. Can you please help me? Like, he scares me a lot. I hate it when men threaten women. To which Hunter ghosted her until he wanted sex again. This was in the Daily Wire or something. Can you please call me? It's a emergency. She texted one point, which Hunter ignored, until, days later when he texts, hi, beautiful. How are you? Been too long. Why am I laughing? Because this woman just said, this ruffian is trying to get me. I think they want me dead. And Hunter doesn't respond. But then he comes up, hey, beautiful, what's been up? Are you still alive? If so, can you come over and service me? Man. Anyway, he said he sends her $500 to Venmo, according to emails on his laptop. DeBove received the PPP loan on April 7th of 2021, less than 90 days after Joe Biden was inaugurated. Her ostensible roommate, Melissa Underbrink, who shared the same address, also received the PPP loan on May the 5th, despite having apparently been in prison for credit card theft until 2019. Now look. I'm not going to tell the media what to do. I'm no investigative reporter. I don't know what, say what you will. But Hunter Biden's prostitute getting a $20,000 check and her roommate I don't know how much, they don't tell you how much, but she got her check as well. According to the report, the check was made out to, quote, self-employed individual in the industry of, quote, all other personal services. Think the Trumps could get away with that? According to the PPP loan credentials, you're not supposed to get a check if you're a criminal. According to the program's website, this is what it reads. A business is ineligible due to an owner's criminal history. If the owner has been convicted of, pleaded guilty, or nolo contendere to, or commence any form of parole or probation, including probation before judgment, for a felony involving fraud, bribery, embezzlement, or a false statement in a loan application or an application for federal financial assistance within the last 5 years. But that's what Hunter Biden's about. Getting his prostitute friend's money because he's with the big guy. If Donald Trump Jr. or any of the Trump kids did this, I would be livid. Not just because Hunter Biden did it. But what makes it more livid, or for us as people that are looking at this thing objectively, is how they flaunt it. They'll dismiss this. There's no there with this story. It's more conspiracy theory nonsense, according to the left. When, let me ask you this: how many prostitutes do you know that got a PPP loan? You got any crackheads in your family? Think they know any prostitutes? Ask them how many PPP loans they got. This is all orchestrated. It's a show of power of the left that Hunter can be a crackhead, violating all kinds of laws, hooking up his friends, people who have no reason to be getting our money, and he gets it done with immunity.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Democrats own Hunter Biden. They own his demented dad. They own all the activities that Democrats do that they should be embarrassed about. They own Jussie Smollett. They own Hillary Clinton. They own Barack Obama. They own Susan Rice. They own everybody who is complicit in the big cheat. And I could go on. They own this crooked FBI. They own them all. They own that crazy leftist who tried to kill Scalise. They own all the people who are protesting in front of the SCOTUS's residences. And every one of them who's tried to kill a Republican of some sort. They own all the thugs that beat people up at rallies, including Ken Gladney, who got beaten up by two SEIU thugs. And I could go on. And this time, they targeted a Supreme Court judge. Why? Because he dared make a decision that they didn't like. But they say we conservatives, we're the vile, angry, vitriolic mob. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. Breaking it down for you. Making sure you understand that you're the good guys.
I'm never going to let you ever feel like you have to apologize for this country, apologize for your children. You do the best you can. And do you know what those suckers do? They get your kids into the education, using my finger quotes, system. They indoctrinate them, send them back to you jacked up. One of my guys right now, he adopted black children. Do you know some guy radicalized one of his daughters to the point where she does not love her family? The people that took care of her, that picked her over every other kid in the agency. And she's upset now because some ethnocentric racist over the internet, it said, you need to check yourself. You know, letting these white people raise you and all this other stuff. It's a big brouhaha over it. This is insanity. Oh, but they love and care about people. Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever. Let's go more about these Hunter Biden stuff. So, a cyber forensic expert commissioned by the Washington Examiner recovered over 168,000 deleted files from a copy of Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop. Now, here's what I want to tell you. If you see what was left on there, it would have to scare the heck, the bejeezers out of you to wonder what he deleted, what he didn't want detected. Now, of course, many of them were system files and application files, duplicate files stored elsewhere, blah, blah, blah. We've all seen it. We've deleted stuff. You got emails you're never going to read, junk emails, all that. I get it. So the number's not so daunting. 168,000. I just want a level set. I don't want to make it appear like hyperbole, like he deleted 167,000. Like that's the crime. There is no crime in that. There may not even be a crime in what he deleted, but here's what there is a crime in. I mean, a perception crime is that you can bet it's stuff that the left does not want you talking about. Let's give them 150,000. You know what? Let's give them 160,000. 8,000 of those emails that Hunter deleted, I bet you it's stuff they would never want to publish. They go on to say this. Some of the recovered data, however, shed light on his financial dealings in 2018 and early 2019, as well as his personal dealings during that time frame. Also recovered from the drive were deleted pictures of government ID cards for two individuals linked to Hunter Biden. Konstantinos Gus Dimitrelos, a former Secret Service agent who has testified in over 100 classified criminal and civil matters, retrieved the deleted files from the unallocated space on the hard drive using a technique called data carving. Yeah. So he says, in order for user-created data, including personal photographs, bank records, invoices, business records, third-party data such as driver's licenses, other persons, chat conversations, medical records, etc., to exist within the unallocated hard drive space, the computer user would have to manually delete the files. This is according to Dimitrelos. Any Robert Hunter Biden recovered files in unallocated space was there as a result of deletions by user Robert Hunter. And they put it in quotes, that's his ID on the computer. Dimitrelos has examined the Washington Examiner's copy of the hard drive and determined with 100% certainty that Hunter Biden was the only person responsible for the activity on this hard drive and all of its stored data. Now, how much more do you need to see? I mean, between us girls, I don't know that I want to see anything more because I don't want to be freaked out. I do not want to know what goes on in the mind of a Biden crackhead. A family who condoned the son's marriage of the widow of a dead brother. The family who condoned all the shenanigans of Hunter Biden all along and essentially enabled him. Think of this. How much enabling can you do of your child? I don't know your income. I don't know what you do for a living. But I'll put it this way. If you are a fairly substantially compensated senator who's written a book or gotten a little extra coin, and you certainly have the title, what level of indulging would you be able to do for your crackhead son? I think we have the answer to this. Because when you invite him to come on Air Force Two, to gallivant around the world with you, and then pretend that you don't know what he's up to, I cry foul. I'm going to tell you what would happen if my brother were a crackhead and he came to my house. If I even let him, okay? But let's say I did. I would have cameras set up all around the house. I would have door alarms that opened to everything except the bathroom. And if he went into any room where I said, this room is off limits to you, I would immediately do it. I would be like a warden. We got to do a pat down. I got to toss your cell. I'm just saying, there is nothing he would do in my, I would tell him the rules. I'd say, now look, understand this. There are no blind spots. There are no dead areas here. I can see every angle. I know when you went in and the cameras are running 24/7. Sorry, you can't walk around the house in the common areas butt naked because we're going to see it. Your room is sacrosanct. You come out of that room and you go anywhere else in the house. I'm talking the pantry. The refrigerator will have a weight on it. We'll know that you took a burrito, okay? Everything is going to be monitored. That's how I would treat my crackhead brother. I mean, my brother's not a crackhead. But if he were a crackhead, that's how I would treat him. So, if you're going to try to convince me that they didn't know what Hunter Biden was doing, oh, I don't know. Oh, well, when he came overseas, we just let him, you know, he took an Uber, and he went out and he gallivanted all around China. And I don't know how this extra $280,000 got in my account after that visit. I didn't know what he was up to, said the big guy. He said, most of the recovered user files were attachments to text messages that Hunter Biden sent to or received from his associates. The next messages contained markers indicating that an attachment was deleted. One of the recovered text attachments was a selfie he took in which he can be seen holding a vape pen. Now, I want you to understand, right now, I think, was it in Russia? I think it's in Russia. Yeah. There's a lady who, Tiffany Griner, she was arrested for having a vape paraphernalia. Hunter had a vape. Anyway, say he had a vape pen. He attached the photo to a message sent to an unknown person January 30th, 2019. That's the weed vape pen that a Russian escort left in my room before I came here this time. Hunter Biden texted to that particular person. So, look, they're sending me notes going, Kevin, he broke all kinds of laws. He's snorting coke on there. He's, smoking reefer. He's using crack. He's with prostitutes. He's, you know, whatever. I say, great. Look, I'm not even mad about any of that. I'm not. I don't care what the man does in his personal life. He's a freak. He's a total freak. But I don't care what he does. But what I do care about is the lies of what else he's done, where he flew over on taxpayer-funded, planes, cut deals for him and his family, and they don't have the decency to tell the truth about what's happened. That's what I'm upset about.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.